Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This week on Blitz Bears, the Bears may have won a big one in Denver, but do they have an identity? Plus, we're just 2 weeks into the season, so which team has surprised you the most? All that, plus the refs stink. So sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get Blitz. Welcome to Blitz, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. We're only 2 weeks into the NFL season, but some fans are already panicking.
Odd.
Some of it legit, like in Miami, where even head coach Brian Flores has asked for a trade. But also in places like Pittsburgh and New Orleans, where both starting quarterbacks have gotten injured. But where some teams fall, others rise from the ashes, coach.
Is there a good, story
Niners,
here?
Like the Niners, the Bills, yeah. And yes, even the Packers, who sucked mightily over the last two seasons, they're all sitting pretty at 2-0.
It's true.
Folks, welcome to the week of perspective adjustments.
That's a mouthful.
Now, you're wondering about our headgear. This is a bit of a shout-out to one of the great quarterbacks in our NFL. We're just trying to be like him.
Minshew?
Yes, like like Minshew.
Right.
Okay, so before we begin the whole show, I wanted to let you know that for the second week in a row, our producer Clippy is away on holidays. Man, I want that
guy's agent.
Are you
paying him too much? He's getting paid too much.
And the rookie's not here either.
What?
Cow?
Who's over there? What are you doing here?
The sub is here.
Oh, no, I didn't even notice him there.
So we're here on our own once again. So welcome, sub.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah.
God help us, coach.
I know.
Let's get on with the show.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of my thing.
The rookie is out this week in jail, but subbing in is the generally informative and always hungry sub.
Hey, thanks
sub.
For having
Welcome.
Me.
Welcome. Great to have
Welcome
you.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Wow, nice
drinking.
To be in the
oh,
bar.
Oh, wait. Come on now.
First down.
Despite the exciting win against the Broncos in Denver, are you concerned with the identity of the Bears this year?
Duh,
Bears?
Duh, yeah.
Okay, well, go on. Tell me. What are you concerned about?
No, you know, sorry. I said that wrong. Because the identity is...
first of all, it's Da Bears. It's not Duh Bears.
Bears, yeah, Da Bears. No, I'm
just... I didn't give you a math exam.
Duh Bears.
Where do I put my name? No, So, no, identity-wise, no. That's a fair point. But team-wise, yes. I mean, they're obviously a great defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of losing to the Pack, I mean, the defense just shut down the Pack. I mean, that was an incredible... Even Aaron Rodgers, I think, was like, damn, that's a good defense. Like, I mean, your identity is your D. And so, identity-wise, yeah, no, they're set. But team-wise, I mean, that offense just is not on track. And I think it's tough. You know, there's only so much you can play great D over the course of a season, right? You get so many times, so much minutes on the field. It's hard to keep going like that. So
yeah, the Ravens won two Super Bowls, but they probably didn't know what was going on.
Whoa.
Nicely played.
Did they win two?
Yeah.
They did.
Yes, they did. Really with defense.
That's impressive.
Well, one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of Super Bowl
Mr. Dilfer?
That's right.
He's a smart guy, though.
Yeah, 11 for 15, yeah. One bomb to Shannon Sharp. And
sounds like a Terry Bradshaw Super Bowl. But anyway,
Ooh.
So it
I
is,
want
though.
To piss off the Steelers.
Coach is just Coach is just throwing bombs on everybody tonight. Love it. Wow.
No, it's I still worry because that offense, you do need some offense in this NFL. I mean, you're going to make plays. The offenses around the league, they're going to make plays. I mean, you can't go to the Chiefs and expect them, you know, to only score 12 points. Mm. Right? You just have to be able to make some plays and make some points in the league. So I am concerned. I love the Bears preseason, and I think they're still going to be fine, but they've got to find their mojo on O.
But see this is where I'll disagree with you on this one, because I mean, look, what's the reason the Chiefs didn't make it to the Super Bowl last year?
I mean, what's their defense?
Defense.
Andy Reid.
And the curse of Andy Reid.
The Kool-Aid of Craig Stadler's older brother. Okay, but it's I think defense is I mean, obviously being a Ravens fan, it's defense wins games. I mean, you can win Super Bowls on just defense if your defense that good. And I think the Bears' defense is that good. Mitch Trubisky, talk about overreaction. The guy, he's 1-1 to start the season. Yeah. I don't think he's as bad. Everyone thinks he is. He's a game manager. They need to get the running game going. Robinson needs to pick it up a bit. And I think but I think their defense is what they're. The Bears have been defense since 85.
Sure.
People know that. And I personally believe that they can win games with just playing defense, even in this NFL. Because if you can sack the quarterback and you can rush the passer and you can disrupt the backfield, there's no time to throw those long bombs,
sure.
Right? So I'm not worried yet.
Not
yet.
It's
too soon. Week 2 in the NFL.
It's soon.
And they're not 0-2. They're 1-1.
Yep.
You know, if you start 0-2, your percentage it goes down 70% chance you're not making the playoffs,
sure.
Right? So they're still in the mix.
What concerns me the most is their run game. Because there isn't one.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and if you've got to have something working on O.
Yeah,
I mean the Bears haven't had a good quarterback since like McMahon, or it was you, wasn't it? You were a quarterback in the Bears back then.
I was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
but really, I mean, something on O has to work. I mean, you can't just have only a good defense and literally go 0-3 like or 3-0 every single time. I mean, something has to work, even if it's like gadget plays.
Well, they're kicker now. They're kicker. They found a kicker.
Good.
Finally,
Pignotto,
right?
Yeah,
big kick last night.
Big,
which is huge. Big. Which is actually that problem solved, right? But I think they've got to find a run game.
Yeah,
because this whole Montgomery, Cohen, and whoever the other guy is—I mean, there's just—it's not working. Like they've got to find a belt, and I think Montgomery's probably their guy. He seems like a pretty powerful runner. He's got good moves, and he runs hard. But they've got to settle on someone and get that run game going, and that'll give Trubisky a little bit more breathing room, some play action, because play action is the quarterback's best friend to try and make some big plays. Because they should be like a Seahawks type offense, where it's like great D. Good
Seahawks,
running.
Seahawks reference. Drink.
Yeah, I'll drink to that. Sure. Yeah.
Coach, Seahawks reference. Drink.
But, I mean, if you can do play action and make some big plays off of that, that's your formula. And they've got to find that because right now it's not enough.
Do you think they need to pick up an RB, like do a trade for a running back?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Are you on now?
Yeah, I'm on.
How many points?
Don't worry,
points?
You're going to chime in.
Oh, I will chime in.
I got 18 points I'd like to make. No, when it comes to the running game, it's not about they need to get better. They need to just commit to it.
Yes, 100%.
That's the problem. They abandon it. And I think Nagy's just trying out tons of shit, trying to make something work, searching for a big play.
He's trying too hard. I agree.
And I think that you should just, grind it out. I mean,
yep.
Cohen, I mean, he's barely rushed the ball this season. I mean, they're not touching the ball. So if you can get I would love to see some parity between this rush pass in their offense.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to see something like that. But especially if you've got a strong defense, is that you control the clock at that point. Let's go Parcells, right? You need to be able to commit to something like that. I love what's happening with the defense. I just read this stat that said it's their seventh straight game where they held an opponent to 17 or fewer points.
That's insane.
And no rushing touchdowns.
Which is fantastic.
Really, right? That's insane.
I mean, they're incredibly strong. And I also don't want to get too down on the offense just yet. Because the two defenses that they faced so far are legit top 12, top 10 defenses.
The Packers are there now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Don't not mention my Broncos. They're pretty good.
The Broncos reference.
Actually, no. That was actually a compliment because I just assumed people knew the Broncos had a good defense.
Really?
And I said, oh yeah, and the Packers are okay too.
Felt kind of like a slight.
That would be usual, but in this case, it wasn't that.
You could see how I would think like that.
I know.
Hey?
Nostalgia.
No, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
You raise your hand, and I think you're going to hit me.
Well,
okay.
I think though, but the only problem, the only thing with what you're saying is, I think Tariq Cohen. I just don't know if he's the package that can carry the ball 25-30
again. Yeah, but no. Okay, great. Do you know what I would think? That with the expendability of running backs today, give him the fucking shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Because otherwise, we would have never heard the name Darren Sproles ever.
Or work done.
Right?
Who's still playing.
Yeah, exactly. Or LaDainian Tomlinson even. I mean, these guys can bang.
I wouldn't say LaDainian Tomlinson was a small stature size.
He was not a big dude.
Bigger than Tariq Cohen.
He's bigger than Cohen, fair.
Well, fine.
But
Sproles. Sproles, no, don't get me wrong. Tariq Cohen, I mean, he can make you miss in a phone booth, huh? Keith Jackson? I don't know if he has, I mean, that was the slight of the Reggie Bush and the Christian McCaffrey, and McCaffrey's proving us wrong this year. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Even look at Philip Lindsay. I mean, the guy's tiny and he can play.
True, true. But it's I just think Tariq Cohen's your scat back. He's super fast, quick.
Yeah, agreed.
Get him the ball in his hand, no question. And however they have to do that, whether it be like a toss or reverse sweeps. I mean, you could do like sprint draws, things like that. But I just think pounding it between the A gap for 25 times a game, like Walter Payton used to do, just can't, I don't think that's his
Payton, who was not that big a guy.
But for Cohen in space, give him the ball in space, see what happens.
Yeah,
I think they need to feed Montgomery. I really do. I think that guy can find.
But,
he gets skinny, can
so
find
just
holes.
Validating my point.
I
this
am
is just commit
your,
to the
your
run,
point's
okay?
good.
Commit
no, it's
to
a good
the
point. I just don't
Whoa.
Think. That,
I know it's
no,
weird. I know.
The
I'm
point
sorry.
Is good. I just don't think the personnel that they have right now is what they, to do that. That's
well,
all.
I mean, hey, it's the personnel that Nagy wants. Okay?
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
In year two, so
yeah.
And they said it. They set a running back packing last year. But also,
yeah,
I think
did.
That they
That's
need
right.
to. They, I mean, the thing about Robinson, which is great, is that he hasn't caught a lot of balls so far. I mean, he's only got 11 catches this
yeah,
year
tell
so far.
Me about it.
But his, but he, yeah, oh, he's on your fantasy team.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay. But I mean, the thing is, he's averaging about 13 yards a catch. So I mean, this guy is stretching the field
yeah.
for you. So I think
he's
that,
a player.
I think that Nagy needs to start borrowing from other coaches where you can stretch the field with Robinson, make him a bit more of a decoy, and then have some of your guys underneath, like Gabriel, and have Shaheen even come over, and like, you know, 5-yard curls, that sort of thing.
Totally.
Like, just get some confidence back in Trubisky, because he feels a little bit shell-shocked. I think he can be an accurate passer. There's no reason why he can't be a 65-67% completion passer out there and move the ball down the field. And,
well,
That's I think what the key
and
is.
And expectations wise for Trubisky were huge.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, offseason wise, this was supposed to be a Super Bowl team. They were supposed to go on. The defense was settled, right? They were great.
Yeah.
And Trubisky had to step up and be. And I think that type of pressure may or may not sit well with him. So your points there about giving him, you know, doable passes and easier plays and the 2 to 3 yard passes. I mean, those are great things for a quarterback.
Well, Chicago's ready for a winner again. I mean,
totally.
It's a football town, and it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
And let's remember, they lost their opener last year to the Packers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And went 12-4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They
yeah.
lost their opener this year. I mean, give them some time here. I think that a team's identity evolves over the course of the year. Remember when we wrote off the Patriots about 2-3 years ago?
Every year.
When Every
Kansas
year we
City,
did. Yeah.
When Kansas City rolled in and stomped them by 25 points, we thought, oh, my God, age
Over.
Is finally caught up with the
yes.
guy, the soul stealer over there
yes.
in New England. So I think that an identity can be formed over the course of the season. And if you remember the original question, it
no,
was, are
I
you concerned about the identity of the Bears this
no.
year?
No, I'm not.
No.
There we go. We are not concerned. Are you listening?
Go.
We're not concerned.
Go, Bears.
Bears.
Second down.
We're just 2 weeks in, so naturally it's time for a perspective adjustment. So which NFL team do you think you need to adjust your perspective on? Who wants this?
Lots of them.
Oh, coach.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest one
it's
for
not
me.
Not that long a show.
Yeah. Is that right? I can't talk that long.
All right.
No, for me, it's the Packers. Yeah, the Pack, I mean, they look like they're in transition. You know, I know they have a great quarterback, but they didn't have a great defense last year. Mm. Brand new coach, great quarterback, but in a new system. It just didn't feel like they're lined up for success this year. The only thing I recall from last year is that their defensive backfield was actually very, very good. And so this year, it looked like they took another step forward in their defense. Their offense is doing well. And the scary thing is it's probably going to get better and better and better the season going. So I look for the Pack to be really good. And I'd be scared if I was a Bears fan right now because they're not doing well and the Packer rising. I don't know. I was wrong about the Packers. And go Pack. That's for rookie. Not Pats, but Pack.
Oh,
right? That's for Rook. Hey.
Hurts Daddy.
Yeah. He's not here. You don't have
Love
to.
You. No, but he's listening,
All
probably.
Right.
Is he in the comments yet?
What do you
no.
got, Sub?
Well, I mean, I reluctantly say the 49ers.
Mm.
I wanted them to be terrible.
Yes.
I really
yes.
did.
Didn't
I wanted.
We,
we
have,
all do.
Well, they. I mean, Jimmy G's back. I can't even say
I was going to say.
It turns out the NFC West is the powerhouse of the
Weird,
NFL
huh?
right now.
Yeah.
Three teams, 2-0, one
Bizarre.
Team. Yeah. They look really good. They look well coached. The defense looks strong. The secondary is surprising.
Shanahan's a great coach.
I mean,
he really is.
And I think it seems to me it's a team of a lot of no names. but they've come together as a team and bonded over that.
Yeah.
I think they have something to prove after their lackluster performance last season. And unfortunately, I mean, it's, I know they're in your division, but they, they are looking good surprisingly well.
Agreed.
They're playing surprisingly well, which is, I mean, for entertainment's sake and the NFL's sake for games, it's going to be good.
Yep.
But for your Seahawks, it's not looking good.
No, I know. Especially the way they're playing.
Huh.
How about your team? Oh, did you want to talk about your team as a surprise?
I am a man with no team.
You've given up on the Broncos?
Sure.
You know what? It's time. It's time.
You think so?
Yeah, it's time.
It's only been about 30 years. I think it's about time to let it go. Yeah, you know, we squeezed three Super Bowls out of them.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's good. That lemon's just not giving me any more juice.
I got to tell you.
Wow.
She gone.
3 for 5. Not bad. I mean, some people have none.
Three for five. It's more like 3 for 12. Good Lord, we used to get killed in the Super Bowl.
It's true.
Anyway, yeah, I think the Broncos, unfortunately, that experiment is already cooked. The power of Vic Fangio is that he's normally up in the skybox.
He is. That's
looking down.
It's true, eh?
And now he just looks like a lost dad on the sideline with a giant utility belt.
He looks too nice.
Do you think?
Do you know what I mean?
No, he looks grumpy, like he spent too much at Disney World. That's what he looks like. So, I mean, that's my issue with Fangio, is that he doesn't have that bird's eye view anymore.
So
he can't command the defense. And he's calling the defense, by the way.
And you can't.
And he's just overwhelmed. Yeah. And I think that unless you are one of these savants, okay? Like
can
if
you
you're
say
a
that again? Savant.
If you're a
savant or savant?
Savant.
Savant?
If you're a savant. Yeah, okay. If you're a savant like Sean McVee?
McVee. I had a coffee with him, so I'm going to get a coaching job soon.
Don't you already have one?
Yeah.
Well. You're the coach.
Right. A different coaching job?
Conspiracy. Okay. So anyway, my point being is that normally when you bring in a head coach, I think you want him to be an administrator. Rather than an active participant on the sidelines. Like, manage the clock.
Yeah.
Manage the red flag. Yes. That's what you need to manage.
Strategy
over
tactics.
But don't be that guy that needs to call different formations and call different strategies on the field. I think that you need good coordinators to back you up. It's like, you know, it's like a CEO of a business also being the head of sales.
Well, look,
I'm sorry. That works if you're, you know, three people strong.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work when you've got a multi-billion-dollar organization.
Well,
manage.
Look at Belichick, to your example. I mean, by far probably one of the best defensive coaches in the game. But he always had coordinators. I know this year is different, but he always had a coordinator so he could manage the team and manage the game, per se. Right?
Well, I also think Belichick this year, he's proven himself that he could probably handle a little. You know,
true. Like, he's not.
This experiment's okay if he fails one year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas I think last night's a prime example of, I think, mismanagement of the clock. With the, and then
the
passing or roughing the passer penalty cost them in the end. It was, you know, you're literally 1 second on either side away from winning that game. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But even if Denver wins that game, it's still going to be a terrible season. I mean, you've already lost one to the Raiders. You know you're going to lose both to the Chiefs.
Sorry.
You're going to, thank you. Yeah. I do appreciate it. And you're going to lose one of two at least to the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil Ribbs, you know, he's going to.
Chiefs and Chargers, man. That's pretty tough.
Yeah. So, at best, I sure hope that we can come up with a lottery draft pick at this point. I am one of those people that is panicking at this
point. What's your take? Who's your surprising team?
Oh, the Bills.
I don't give a shit about the Broncos.
I know. Really wound me up there, Coach.
I know.
Thanks very much. No, my team's the Bills. And the reason why is that, you know, if you studied the Bills in the offseason, which nobody in the national media does.
No.
Because it's the Bills and they haven't been relevant for so long.
Yeah.
Bean made so many changes to that team and filled so many holes. Number one, he got them out of cap hell. I mean, they weren't only in prison, but they were in a prison in the middle of, like, Burma, in the burning sun, 28 feet underground, with, like, their only warden was that guy from, what's that movie, Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
Yeah, throwing, like, water and shit
on
them every half
an
hour.
Tom Cruise broke into that place, though.
Yeah.
He did. Remember that show?
Yeah, hell of a coach.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... That's the problem that the Bills had. So they were literally the kids plugging the dike. Well, they weren't literally. They were the kids plugging the dike with their fingers to get through last season. And now they had all this room to be able to spend money. And they brought in these key free agents that were going to help Josh Allen improve in the offense. And the key was Josh Allen going to be the guy to step
up?
To be the guy that they thought he was going to be. And it seems to me like This kid's got grit. Like, he started slow in the Jets game.
Yep.
But you know what? He's the one that engineered the last drive to win the game, which is fantastic. And he was terrific in the first half against the Giants. Over 200 yards passing. I mean, he was accurate. I mean, the totally. Kid is passing at about a 63-64% clip
now.
Not
bad for your second
I
year.
Am bullish on the Bills. And I think that everyone gets down on them because they just it's a foregone conclusion that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl
and
they're going to win the division. But I think that the Bills are really going to give them a run this year because that defense, which was a top five rated defense last year, is even better this year.
Well, better with less possession.
A year under their belt, and the quarterback has, you know, he's had the whole offseason with his receivers. He's had the whole offseason to study the playbook.
They're
now running plays to his strengths. They know he's a runner. They know that he has a good arm, so they can design plays for him that's better off. And, I mean, even if they don't win the division, because that's a tough ask
with
the Patriots, that's a wild card for sure, and perhaps, or even, you know, we'll see, a home game if they
totally.
Can.
Totally. It's an exciting time for that team. I like it.
It really is.
I like it.
Third down. Conspiracy. 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 Conspiracy.
Tonight on NFL Conspiracies, we're diving into the refereeing controversy in the NFL. And before we begin, I want to be very clear that everything we claim in this segment is 100% true and has been verified through our sources. Last year in the NFL playoffs, you may recall seeing a blown call in the NFC Championship game. With just under 2 minutes remaining in the game and the score tied at 20, the Saints were well within field goal range on the Rams' 13-yard line. On 3rd and 10, Drew Brees looked for receiver Tommy Lee Lewis, but Lewis got creamed by the Rams' cornerback and before the ball even came in. No call was made on what was probably the most blatant pass interference call in recent memory. Fast forward to Sunday, where in a back-and-forth defensive struggle tied 3-all, Cameron Jordan recovered a Jared Goff fumble and took it back 87 yards for the touchdown. Nuh-uh, says the ref, who, although the ball was given to the Saints, the ref said they blew the play dead so the 87-yard touchdown wouldn't stand. Two games, two massive gaffes, both screwing the Saints. I smell conspiracy. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
What are thoughts?
The things the aliens are stealing without these helmets.
Oh, so I'm keeping all my thoughts right now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. I can feel it coming back. I can feel it coming back.
Yes.
I have a conspiracy theory.
What's your theory?
Good.
I believe strongly, with evidence
from sources,
many sources, that some of these refs and they're being positioned properly in these games
are being paid?
No. Yes, extra payments are coming to them.
No.
Through Swiss bank accounts, offshore accounts. Lots of interactions.
Wow.
Yes.
Numbered accounts?
Numbered accounts, yes.
Coach.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to your sources.
I have many of them. They are trying to get Sean Payton fired. That is what they want. They want him out of the league.
Refs want him fired?
They want him fired. He's snarky. He's snarky. The refs don't like him. Very, very snarky. And his body language is awful. And they just don't like
it. His body language is pretty bad.
They don't like his smugness and his snarkiness. And they just want him out of the league.
If there's one word that thing that refs hate, it's hubris.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And Sean Payton's full of it.
Oh, full of it. Full of it.
Unreal.
Yes. Yep.
Yes, refs are humble.
Very.
They sure are.
They sure are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Hockley?
Yeah. Oh.
He would work out humbly.
Yes. Yes, it's true.
And they only had smalls available as the jerseys.
Extra mediums.
Yeah. And he took them because he wouldn't make the NFL order new ones. That's how humble he was.
He
said, let's save a couple
don't
of bucks.
Waste money
save a couple
on my
of bucks.
Arms.
Yep. I agree.
He's saving the environment.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, conspiracy. I mean, that biggest missed or the biggest pass interference. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
There you go.
The tinfoil. Oh, hey, there you are. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I'm the sub. I think that missed play call led to a rule change in the NFL. Mm. And I think that the Saints are just the guinea pigs.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
So they're
okay.
Okay. Because nationally, the Saints don't have fans. They're a very local team. So if they get screwed, really, what, 200,000 people are upset, maybe?
Some.
Oh. But if you, I mean, imagine if they did this to the Cowboys or the Steelers or the Packers.
Oh. Madness.
You couldn't do it. Madness.
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 So I think I think the conspiracy is they want to be right that Drew Brees is too short to play quarterback.
Oh.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Because there's a lot of shorter guys coming in. They want to cut that.
It's killing their, like, quarterback, 6'5", strong arm, Troy Aikman style, you know, John Elway. Now they're getting smaller and smaller. The NFL's kiboshing that.
Yeah.
Kibosh.
Smart.
Yeah. So I think the Saints are just the unlucky,
right?
The unlucky team.
He's the most successful short quarterback of all time.
Is Drew Brees really injured?
Right.
He's never missed a game in his entire career.
Interesting.
Wow. And now he's out.
Now his thumb is hurt.
Wow. That's not bad.
Aaron Donald hit another short guy.
Good theory.
Right? He is too short for his position.
Right.
Although kind of good.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. He's pretty good. Although Brees is the same.
But Brees,
they should
really
have
good.
Both got injured.
But
I think
they're throwing the NFL askew.
Right.
So they're trying to get it back to normal.
I don't want
to
be an alarmist. But my sources have told me that the NFL hates the New Orleans Saints.
Well, that's obvious.
For one simple
reason. Obvious.
One word, or maybe one word and a hyphen. Bounty gate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Goodell and the powers that be, namely Robert Kraft and the Patriots.
Right.
Couldn't fathom that something would interrupt a Patriots dynasty. So they suspended Peyton for a year. They chucked Greg Williams under the bus.
Yep.
They basically destroyed that franchise after they beat Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here we are once again with the rise of the Saints. And guesses what's happened? 3 years in a row, starting with the Minneapolis Miracle.
It's true.
And then the pass interference that was never called.
Yep.
And now the Cam Jordan fumble. Everyone in the NFL is in on this. My sources have told me. Now, you probably think that the Minneapolis Miracle shouldn't be thrown in with that.
No, they paid off that safety.
Yes.
Of course they did.
Of course
his
they did.
Rookie contract.
My sources say that too.
His rookie contract.
And by the way, where is that safety today?
Mall Walmart?
No, he still plays for the Saints.
Oh, okay.
But, but he's richer than you think.
Right.
He bought a house in Malibu after the game.
Right.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Two of them.
Yes, he did.
My sources say two of them.
And when he becomes an unrestricted free agent, which he will, because who wants that guy? He's going to the Rams.
I thought he was going to the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
Probably.
Also good,
it's
though.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
So, I think that there's a conspiracy at work here against
Huge.
The Saints.
Huge conspiracy.
Of the likes we've never seen.
No.
Or until we will see until next
week.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we're investigating this, finally.
Someone has to.
Thank you.
Someone has to.
It's backbreaking work.
It is.
But this is what we do.
This is We Suffer For You.
Fourth down.
Okay. Legitimate question. Welcome back to the bar, guys. Welcome back.
Say what? Oh,
coach.
That's his visor.
Okay, this is a legitimate question.
Okay.
They saw your toupee, coach.
Oh, God. That was mine.
Yeah. We've been sharing it.
Okay.
No,
it's Monday.
Toupee, not firkin.
It's your end of the week. Sorry. Okay. So the Dolphins are obviously tanking their season. Okay, can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Which would have been great to... Sorry. Oh, it would have been great to know before Brian Flores actually took the job. I'm sure he's really thrilled. But so far, if you haven't done the math, they've been outscored 102-10.
To 10.
At home.
Both home games?
They haven't hit the road yet.
They're a good road team.
They really are a great road team. Yeah, Miami.
They better be.
So this pisses me off. So I always thought that teams in the NFL regardless of the fact that if you're you're the team with the worst record, yep, that you're going to get the number one pick. They still fought until the very end,
yeah,
because
pride.
You wanted to play spoiler and pride. And,
sure.
And because of your contracts, you wanted to do incredibly well, yep, and you wanted to move on and that sort of thing. But it looks like the Dolphins are like, you know what? Fuck that. We're just going to game the system. We're going to be as shit as possible.
Tank for
Tua. Yeah, we're going to trade away every single player that seems to be good on our team. And anyways, this annoys the shit out of me. So both the NBA and the NHL have a draft lottery to avoid this. Could the NFL institute a rule like this? And if they did, what are the possible ramifications? Who wants?
Well, I mean, can I start?
I
think this is, and it'll never happen in the NFL, but I think that in European soccer and in those leagues, there's relegation. That really stops. I mean, it's unfortunate we don't have a second league in the States.
There, could, though. There's not good players out there.
Well, there is, and that's what I think. If you start with 90 guys on every team to pare it down to 53, I mean, you know, that's 40 or 37. 37 times 32, there's
good math.
600-plus players out there that are NFL-worthy. And I think that if – or if you're – imagine your season ticket holder in Miami.
37 times what equals 600?
Well, 37 plus 30 times 32 teams, right? So there's 37 players cut from 32 teams.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of players.
That's a lot.
You said that's 600?
It's over
900?
It's over 1,000.
900.
It's over 1,000.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. Let's go four digits.
You know what? You're here for your looks. You're here for your looks.
Is this blitzed football or blitzed math? Okay. Sorry.
Hey, Google. What's
so, this was sponsored by Google. But what I'm saying is that I think there's enough players that this should never, ever happen. Mm. And especially as a former player, I believe that you should play every time you strap the helmet on, no matter who you're going against.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a season ticket holder, you should get your money back or you're fined.
Yeah.
Or refunded, pardon me.
Yeah.
And the ownership group should be fined. I mean, this is blatantly throwing in the towel. What's going to happen in this case with players that become disgruntled after losing is that injuries are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to start. If you don't play football at 100 miles an hour, you get hurt. And if you're lackadaisical or you're not trying, someone's going to get hurt, whether it be a player on your team or the opposing team. And there's guys out there that would gladly join the Dolphins for a shot, and they would try their hardest. It's like I'm with you. I'm with Stats. It's embarrassing, and it's bad for the game, and it makes Miami look terrible. And who's to say that Tua is even going to be good?
That's the thing.
Like, he could be garbage.
Exactly.
100%.
Right.
And the Dolphins accidentally beat the Patriots once a year anyway. So, like, you know what I mean?
Not this year.
I mean, it's.
But I know what you mean.
This is rife for injury and confidence. This could ruin people's careers. Imagine being a draft pick of the Dolphins and you're going just getting shelled every single game.
Yeah.
And maybe you're out of the league in 2 or 3 years because you just, you don't have the coaching or the background to help you succeed as a professional in the NFL. So I think it's a mockery, and I don't like it at all.
And because it's not just about the players tapping out, it's about the coaches tapping out.
Yeah.
Or management.
Because if they're not getting the support of the team, the team ownership, because they deliberately want to tank and want to send every player away, then who's to say that your DB coach is really, really going to put in the effort? Because he's probably looking for his exit. He's probably got his agent making calls to be like, 100%. Get me the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be a dream of people. Like, so how to make it better, how to stop doing this? I think fines or the Goodell has to step in.
But how do you know? Like, how can you legitimately say you guys are tanking?
Yeah,
like, what
of course,
kind of evidence do you need in order to be able to do that?
No, you're right. I mean, it's true.
It's all subjective.
Let's move on. This is what I'm right.
Well, Flores' kid's playing left guard, isn't he?
Yeah.
16-year-old?
Yeah, totally.
That
would be true. Yeah. But I like your idea of the European model because, theoretically, if they were to go down a division, if you will, then the funding level that they share through TV rights would go down probably like by, you know, 200-300%, like they would be getting a fraction of the money than they would. So it'd be worth pushing both management and coaching now to stay at that level. So I like that. I mean, it's a long ways from happening, but I like the principle of that because it does make those teams that are kind of fringe teams, like we got to fight, we got to go, we got to get this done, we got to get some players, we'll do whatever it takes, but we have to stay in this division because if we drop, it's a long ways back up.
Yeah.
Right? So I do like that idea. I mean, obviously it could take a while, but it'd be great for a developmental league for football because there's thousands of guys out there that can play football at that or near that level, right?
Well, think of those guys on the practice squad of any major, even a contending team. Like, you know, the Patriots, the Steelers, the Packers. There's guys on the practice squad like, I would way rather, as a player, play.
Totally.
And be on, like, you know, do you want to be the bench guy, the 15th guy on the NBA team? Or do you want to be the star? Do you want to play? Would you be the star on a crappy team or sit and not play at all on a good team? I think a true athlete that really wants to play, a professional, would want to play.
Look at the Las Vegas Knights in the NHL. They took a bunch of cast-offs and a few good guys from other teams and a bunch of other players that weren't playing. They made a team and they won the Stanley Cup next year. Like, in their first year.
Yeah.
It was insane.
They did not win.
They lost in the finals.
They lost.
They lost to the Capitals, but they made it to the finals. But that's fine. Yeah.
But my story was better if they won.
No, but
they came close to winning.
What you're doing. I mean, there's so many things the NBA is talking about.
Cool story, Hansel.
The NBA is talking about doing something in regards to how many games you win after you're out of the playoffs.
Right.
So once you're once you're mathematically eliminated, then whoever has the most wins after elimination gets the first pick. So you're still trying. So you're not always trying to tank.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something the NFL can do. But like you said, there's no. How do you prove that they're tanking?
Right.
They're saying, well, we're giving this guy a shot. He's our first round pick. We better let him play. See how he does. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And I mean, you feel bad for Flores, but he probably knew what was going on before he went into this. The management, the ownership must have told him.
I hope so. I hope so for Israel.
Oh, otherwise you've got a real disgruntled field general there making all the decisions. You know, here's a crazy scenario.
Oh no.
Yeah, here's something feel me out on this one, okay? What if, because let's be honest, you're in it as an owner in the NFL because, okay, you probably love the limelight, but you love the money.
Yeah,
they make lots and lots and lots.
Every
of
year
money,
it goes up.
Okay, it goes up. So what if the NFL actually changed how teams earn revenue based on not only their records, but how they performed on television?
Like the MMA?
That's golfers. You get paid if you win.
Well, but it's an interesting scenario to consider because what it will do is it will create dynasties.
Yep.
It'll do that. But everything that I have ever seen in my experience watching sports is that people love dynasties or love to hate dynasties.
No, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
I mean, everyone hates the Yankees or loves the Yankees.
Yeah.
Right? Or you get this random season where the Kansas City Royals actually break through and win it all, and it's a great story.
Yeah.
Or like the Las Vegas Knights. No, it's not a good example. So
it was almost a good example.
It was almost a good example.
Almost.
Like you're almost a good host.
So close.
You're almost a good host.
The Eagles beating the Patriots, right?
Right, exactly. Breaking through, I think that's
Well, Golden State, look at Toronto Raptors this year. Golden State, the dynasty,
a
team out of nowhere. They clawed and picked up players and did some good drafting. And the GM actually had to use his brain and become a better GM and built a team. And they won. Now, did they win because of injuries through key players on the other team? Maybe yes, maybe no, but they won. In the history books, when you look back in 2019, the Toronto Raptors are the NBA champions, right? The Philadelphia Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. I mean, the dynasty busters. People love that. The underdog story.
Yep.
When Golden State Warriors first came up and started winning games, everyone's like, oh, I love these guys. And then now everyone hates them, right? Because they're the super team.
And I'm not saying make it punitive either. I'm saying, like, I mean, let's pretend that you're the Dolphins, okay? So you don't pull any viewership anymore. You don't have any primetime games. You're a terrible team. And so let's pretend there's some sort of mathematical formula. Like, good God, they put together the NFL salary cap for some reason. Like, there's got to be capologists out there that could create some sort of scenario where if you win it all, you get max revenue. And if you come in last, you get 85% of the revenue.
Well,
there's an incentive to improve, but it's not so punitive where it's like, well, you can't run operations anymore.
No, not like that, but I think like if you can...
Well, what there's
there's algorithms...
No, exactly.
There's algorithms and people that can say like...
Inviting him was a mistake.
Laremy Tunsil was traded that UK, so that's proof that you're tanking. Like, there's scientists out there and math geniuses that can say you are tanking.
You're going...
Because
you're,
do you think...
How dare you go the math route when you thought 30 times 37 was 600?
I said over
how
600?
Dare,
I believe
you
I said
did,
over
you did say over 600. You're killing me, sub. All right. That puts a wrap on this week of our perspective adjustments in the NFL. Remember, everything thing that happens in 1 week.
You're so bad at this.
Really
You're
sets
so
a trend for the
this.
Entire season. Well, I've got the Karen.
Do you want
way.
Me to? I can read it for you. If you see or hear more episodes of Blitz.
No. Okay. Thanks again. Once again to our producer Clippy for staying on vacation.
Yeah, he's
and if you'd
awful.
Like to contribute to the rookie's bail.
Yeah.
We're going to start a GoFundMe page.
We got your back, Rook. We got your back.
We just need to raise some money first. So if you want to hear more episodes or see them of Blitz Football.
Why would they want to hear more of this shit?
I have no idea. All right. Visit blitzfootball.com. They're all there. Every painful one.
Fucking painful.
Thanks for getting Blitz with us. Thanks, Sub.
Thanks Yay! For having me, guys.
Sub.
Hey, cheers.
Sub, cheers.
It's really great.
Yeah,
drinks,
exactly.
Your drinks are empty.
We'll see you next week. Yeah.